Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, as you know, throughout the summer, we want to talk to some of Ireland's favourite chefs and bakers about their favourite cookbooks and recipes. The ones that they keep on coming back to time and time again. The ones that they find the most inspirational. Joining us this morning, Lily Ramirez-Foran, the author of Tacos and founder of Picado, a Mexican grocer and cooking school. Good morning, Lily. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Philip. Good morning.
What makes a good cookbook?
I think for me it has to be two things. It has to be approachable, you know, written in a nice, friendly voice. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to cook from it.
You have to be able to buy the ingredients.
Exactly.
In Ireland.
Yeah.
That must
yeah.
be difficult for you with the recipes in your heritage.
Yeah. Well, this is why I ended up in food, because I was desperate. You know, I'm coming to my 24th year in Ireland. And I still remember how homesick I felt and trawling the aisles of Super Quinn at the time, trying to find ingredients. And it was just dreadful. Yeah. I was like, why nobody eats beans in this country? I kind of used to buy like baked beans and rinse them, because who eats sweet
beans?
Does
that work?
No, it doesn't. But to a desperate Mexican 24 years ago, they tasted like heaven. But I think that was for me when I was writing my own cookbook, that was the number one thing. I wanted people to pick it up, open it and say, I'm cooking this tomorrow and I can buy all of the ingredients. So that for me, that's very important.
Or most of them will already be in my cupboard.
Exactly. I think that is, I remember, 2000, going into the local library and trying to find Mexican cookbooks, and whatever was passing by Mexican cookbooks back then was mostly Tex-Mex. And opening it up and going, I can't cook any of these because there's, you know, I have to wait like 2 months to get ingredients sent from home. So I think that has informed a lot of my writing over the years. Because now we're all very adventurous. We're talking about Mexican food because it's me. But, you know, I have beautiful Thai cookbooks and you can now go in.
We all have a ridiculous number of cookbooks in our home. How many do you have and how many do you actually use?
Oh, I hate to put a number because I have an addiction to cookbooks. I try and justify
it. I have a problem.
Oh,
my,
yeah.
My name
is
Lily Ramirez-Foran and I have a problem.
Definitely. I'm addicted to cookbooks. I try and justify it saying, look, it's work. It's my, you know,
yeah, okay,
it's my
passion. Many do you have? Come on.
I reckon after the last culling, which I was ruthless, I have about 600.
And that's after a cull?
After a, yeah, big culling I did over the summer.
How many do you use routinely?
I use them all, but I think...
No, you don't.
No,
you
I'm can't. Lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. When I was trying to pick for here today, I went for the cookbook that looked in tatters. The one that had the spine falling off, the pages full of things.
Okay, so that's the one that's most frequently taken down.
That's the one I've taken over the years.
Which one is that then?
For me, that has to be Feast by Nigella Lawson. I know, you know, people have opinions.
That's a surprise.
I know, but the food is memories, right? So every book I owe has, there was a reason at the time I bought it. And there's a memory attached to that reason.
Okay, but I would have thought that you would have found her cooking very derivative and nothing particularly original to it.
No, not at all. See, there you go. Like, people have this opinion about her. But for me, I purchased my first cookbook, which was Feast, from her after a trip, my very first trip to the Aran Islands. I got engaged that summer.
You went to the Aran Islands and you came home with a Nigella Lawson cookbook. I just cannot make sense of that.
No, listen, there's a little cafe. I'm sure it's still there because we went about 2 years ago and it was there. I don't know if it's the same owners. At the bottom of Donengas, when you start the climb on Inishmore.
Okay.
And I was with my parents and that was their first visit to Ireland ever. And we sat down with my in-laws and my then fiancé, who had just proposed a couple of, you know, a day before. And I order a slice of chocolate Guinness cake. And I had never had it. It was my first time. And the minute it went into my mouth, there was just something happened. And anybody who's tried that chocolate cake, there's a shed load of butter and Guinness and chocolate and sugar. And it's just happiness on a bite. And I went in the back. I wasn't in food at the time. I was very new cooking. And I went to the back and I begged the chef for the recipe. And she kind of got annoyed and she said, just buy this cookbook. And I bought that cookbook because of that cake.
And were you able to reproduce it from that cookbook?
I baked it for my dad's 70th birthday in Mexico. I paid about, I think at the time it was like 15 euro for a can of Guinness.
I shall have to reevaluate Nigella Lawson then. Okay.
No, seriously, it's a good cookbook. And if you're new to cooking, her tone of voice, it's like having a companion in the kitchen.
She's very supportive and enthusiastic.
I think so. Okay, and there's no apologies from that book. She's a bit like Julia Child, in my opinion. Okay. You know.
Next on the list.
So as you gain experience cooking and you can, you know, spot the flaws in a recipe, then having ingredients is the most important thing. And I chose, the second book I chose is an Irish book written by a friend of mine, O'Shane Davis. It's called The Irish Kitchen Cocktails. Mm. And the reason why this is in my list is because I love cocktails. Who doesn't? But this is made all with Irish ingredients. And I guarantee you, you open a page in this book and you'll find everything in your cover to make it. All Irish ingredients, really delicious. There's cocktails for summer, winter, every occasion as well. So it's really nice.
Okay, I'm going to rule it out though, because the brief was cookbook.
Well,
Lily,
it's food.
Food.
I think, but this is
it's
the
nutrition.
Thing,
it's nutrition.
Yeah,
is
well,
what
it's liquid nutrition.
All right, so come on, next on the list then.
Then you're going to give out to me. Because my next...
Okay, I'll stop giving it.
My next cookbook, it's not a cookbook, my next book, it's food related. I think as I learned to cook, as I left Nigella's friendly boys behind me and got a bit of encouragement from the liquid nutrition from O'Shane Davis, I think now, instead of buying cookbooks, I'm quite nerdy. I like to know about ingredients and origins and where, as an immigrant, I like to know where food comes from, because food also is an immigrant. And what we think we know, it's usually not the case. I always thought that pineapples were a Southeast Asian ingredient, and they're actually an American ingredient. I remember at the time when I learned it, I was like, it blew my mind.
What's the book?
It's Considered the Fork by B. Wilson. The most amazing little book. It's full of small essays on kitchen gadgets, which is another addiction of mine. You name it,
I'm familiar with her book on food fraud. What does she do in this one then?
This one talks about gadgets over the years, because what we have in our kitchens, utensils, tools, gadgets, influence what you cook, how you buy, how you consume food. And this looks through the evolution of kitchen gadgets.
That is so obvious, but I'd never thought about that. It's not just like the ingredients you have in the cupboard, it's the tools you have in the drawer.
Can you imagine what we ate when there were no pots and pans? How we ate before the fork was invented.
Hands.
I know, but how did you boil without... And, well, we know that there are tribes that use the innards of the stomach to put food in it and put it in like the really hot springs to boil things. But we didn't...
What utensil did you go out and buy after reading B. Wilson's book?
Actually, I got rid of... things in after reading this book. It's very, very interesting.
Like 600 really cookbooks.
I don't have an air fryer. And I shock. The one single thing, the one gadget that's, I mean, how many cookbooks have been written in the last 2 years
about
air fryers?
I know, it's all about air fryers and you still don't have one. Okay, that's good. Lily Ramirez Foran, thank you very much. Nigella Lawson, B. Wilson and O'Shane Davis making your list. Thank you very much for coming in.